Always enjoy this time. Each week, I get to talk with my friend, Rick Limpert. On Twitter, his handle is Rick Roswell. Rick's own tech site, wirelesswednesday.live. And Rick, I guess we're going to start off quickly here talking about a place that I like a lot, Bass Pro Shops. It is like the superstore of everything for guys.
It really is, Sully. I was out there Thursday this week. They had a big announcement. They're giving away a bunch of rods and reels to kids to try to get them encouraged to fish and get outdoors and get off the couch. They're having big kids weekends, family weekends this weekend, and also June 17th and 18th with lots of things going on. Kids, they have a catch and release pond on site at all the Bass Pro Shops. So I'm excited to see what fishing's trying to do to get kids involved in something, and great family activity, family sport, and I'm a big fishing advocate, so it's fun.
So it's going on here this weekend as we record this, the 11th and 10th, and then next weekend, the 17th and 18th at all Bass Pro Shops, right?
Right, and then they're going to have some other special events around town, including something at Centennial Park coming up as well, and when you catch a fish in that catch and release little pond, they give you a certificate, a first fish certificate that certifies you're a fisherman now. And yeah, they're doing just a lot of great stuff. They do things the right way with encouraging people to get out and experience the outdoors.
All right, well, I guess we're going to start off by talking about some gifts for dad here and Dad Day Tech. And we're going to be talking about a brand here that I really like a lot. They make some great products, Columbia Golf and Sportswear. What can dad get from this, or what can we get for dad from this company?
Yeah, I like them as well, Sully. So in my years in sports, something I noticed is that golfers love to go fishing and fishermen love to golf. So you can do both in a couple of these shirts, the line that Columbia has. So these shirts breathe. They're designed to shield the sun. They're cool and comfortable. They also make shorts, pants, rainwear, and those quarter zips and vests as well. So Columbia.com, they don't make stuff just for fishing and outdoors. Now their stuff is transitioning, kind of crossover into golf and to just wearing anywhere outdoors. So real comfortable and real good products.
Plenty of those products available at Bass Pro, and then other places like REI as well carries a big line of Columbia products. All right, how about these belts, these Beltology versatile belts? Why go with this for dad?
Well, kind of a high-tech belt here, Sully. So it's kind of that that present you give dad when you don't know what to get him. You get him a belt or something like that. So these are modern, expressive belts, come in different colors, interwoven. They have a nice little flex to them. So they're not those hard belts that don't have any give. They are worn by a lot of athletes, PGA Tour players, and made of great material. And you don't have to worry about running out of holes, because it doesn't use holes. It uses just that that lock-in technology for a custom buckle. And a pretty good price point, $60 to $85 for a quality belt that's going to last.
That is a good thing. Now, Rick, the next thing that we're going to talk about is what? A smart wallet? Are you kidding me, Rick? Is everything smart now?
Everything's smart except for me and you, Sully. The Orbit wallet, about $100 wallet, so you may think that's a pretty expensive wallet, but it's really good quality, made of good materials, and it's got some technology in it. So RFID blockers in it for keeping your credit card safe from the scanners that people have out there trying to steal your credit card numbers and technology. It's got a locator in it, so when it's lost, and then it also has a little a battery charger in it too, so you can get a charge on your smartphone or iPhone when you're low. So it comes with a micro SUV and lightning adapters, and again, it's a good looking wallet. It comes in a couple different colors, and it just, like I said, it doesn't look like a weird looking wallet you'd be embarrassed to show somebody. And just a great wallet. I'm using it, Sully, and I'm liking it so far.
I think the less you take out your wallet, the better off you are. Do you agree with that statement?
Yeah, I definitely think so. And so you're not the George Costanza wallet guy, are you? With that so that wall that's so thick it sticks out of your shorts or your back pocket?
No, I like to live as modest a life as I can, Rick. I have my rice checks and my corn checks in the morning, and then I just try and do the best job that I can each day. Hey, let's talk about the Samsung Galaxy S8, this Android phone available from AT&T. It's brand new, but getting great reviews across the board. This is typical or atypical for a new model of cell phone?
Well, if you've noticed, the number of phones and models coming out has slowed up a little bit. So we haven't talked about a phone in a while. For Galaxy phones, sometimes people have been hard on these phones. This one's getting, like you said, great reviews. It unlocks as you look at it, either with your facial recognition technology or your eyes it recognizes. HDR certified. You can watch movies and films in a really bright, vibrant screen. It's got a DirecTV technology, so you can subscribe with your DirecTV subscription and watch stuff right over the phone. Better battery life and that fast Qualcomm processor. So if you're looking to upgrade your Android phone and you were kind of waiting to see what was coming down the Android pike, this is the best thing that's come along in a while.
Yeah, you'll have to drop a few bucks on this, but people are willing to pay that price or anything to get the latest and greatest in cell phone. That's one of the things that's fascinating about that industry, is that people are just willing to fork over the money for it, but the technology is really catching up and delivering great results to the customer.
Yeah, but a lot of the data plans that people are in now, Sully, are kind of have that that rental charge built in for your phone. So after 2 years, you can upgrade, and a lot of people are upgrading to this phone just because it's the latest and greatest. So yeah, when you have to plug down that money at one point to buy a phone, that's definitely an investment you have to make. And the worst day of your life is when you drop that phone or get it wet, and you got to get a new one. So if you're looking to upgrade, this is a great upgrade phone.
All right, now, I just had a buddy of mine order a bunch of dad hats for his company. Are you going to talk about dad hats right now, or are these different than dad hats?
Well, I put this in, Sully, because I know the fashion plate you are. I didn't want to put in the track jackets because you already got that taken care of. But, golf hats are kind of caps, are kind of a dime a dozen. We use them, we throw them away, we got a ton of them. But this is a really good quality hat from Gents. It's fashionable. They make what they call sports performance caps, lightweight material, moisture wicking, quick dry fabric, and adjustable. So if dad wears hats and he likes, looking good, not just wearing an old trucker's hat of some sort, Gents has some really nice hats that kind of make a little fashion statement as well as shield me from the sun.
Well, I know that you are always looking good, and I know that you are very excited about tennis with every event that happens and every event that you get to cover. To preview a little bit of what's happening at the BB&T, and I know that you're real excited about it.
We got our media day Tuesday coming up here, Sully. We are excited. We're going to have a great field. We'll announce it on Tuesday. We've already announced John Isner, Nick Kyrgios, Jack Sock, the Bryan brothers coming. So a lot of the big names in tennis that Atlantans are our big fans of will be here. And last week in July, and it should, the weather hopefully is going to be good. A new stadium configuration this year to keep fans cooler. And Sully, once again, you're invited.
Well, you are a big fan of tennis, and Rick, we are a big fan of you. I hope that people get on Twitter and give you a follow, Rick Roswell, and then be sure to check out Rick's website, his own technology blog, wirelesswednesday.live, where you can check out everything that Rick is doing during the week, and looking forward to seeing you over at Atlantic Station next week.
Yep, we'll see you soon, Sully, and next week we'll maybe talk about some stuff for the home. We haven't done that in a while, so be ready for that.
Always good stuff with you, Rick. Look forward to it.
Thanks, all.